From Washington, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the Public Welfare Foundation, committed to advancing a transformative approach to justice that is community-led, restorative, and racially just. Learn more at publicwelfare.org. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. The Northern Symphonia of England, conducted by David Lloyd-Jones, there with music by English composer Ernest Tomlinson of great lush beauty, something called The Graceful Dance, to get things started in our noon hour of classical music. I'm Jeff Watson. Happy to have joined you, keeping the music going until 3 p.m. And in this noon hour, that's going to mean a visit from the London Symphony Orchestra, guitarist Narciso Epe's for a Brazilian guitar concerto, the work of Heitor Villa-Lobos, along with a bit of music for trombone and piano, in the form of a romance by Carl Maria von Weber, all just ahead. We'll next join the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra, led by John Elliott Gardner, to hear some music to put us in a perfectly serene state of mind, from French composer Emmanuel Chabrier, who in the year 1880 created a bit of a sensation in the French musical world, with a set of 10 piano pieces that together were known as the Pieces Pittoresque, or Picturesque Pieces, which were particularly impressive to composer César Franck, who thought it represented the best of what French music in the late 19th century had to offer, while calling to mind the work of Couperin and Rameau. A bit later, after the piano pieces were composed, 4 of those 10 pieces were selected to become orchestrated, which would become known as the Pastoral Suite by Chabrier, and we'll hear that next on Kansas Public Radio. Completed in the late 19th century, the Pastoral Suite of French composer Emmanuel Chabrier, derived from his Picturesque Pieces for Piano. John Elliott Gardner led the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra here on KPR, where the time is 12:30, and in a few minutes, guitarist Narciso Epe's and the London Symphony Orchestra bring us the guitar concerto of Heitor Villa-Lobos. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lawrence Music Alliance's Mixmaster Music Conference, Saturday, September 7th, at Lawrence Public Library. Music industry workshops and panels, as well as a health clinic. Tickets at mixmaster2024.com. And the Midwest Trust Center at JCCC presenting Leonardo, a wonderful show about a terrible monster. Friday evening, September 13th, puppets and songs bring Mo Willems' book to life. Details at jccc.edu/mtc. Here at the KU campus, we've got sunny skies and temperatures should reach the lower 80s. Tonight, clear with a low of about 60. Much the same for tomorrow, sunny with highs in the low 80s and lows in the lower 60s for tomorrow night. We'll spend a few minutes enjoying a duet for trombone and piano, a romance by Carl Maria von Weber, with the trombone played by Christian Lindbergh, joined on piano by Roland Pondonnet, here on KPR. With trombone in hand, Christian Lindbergh, joined on piano by Roland Pondonnet, in a romance by Carl Maria von Weber, on Kansas Public Radio, where it is 12:40 with 20 minutes to go until our next update of news headlines from NPR. Classical music continues until 3. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia. We're always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org. Later on this week, the BBC Proms returns to Friday evening. Tarangalila is a word that means all at once, love song, a hymn to joy, time, movement, rhythm, life, and death. We'll hear the Tarangalila Symphony by French composer Olivier Messiaen in the next BBC Proms concert, along with the world premiere of Anna Klein's The Gorgeous Nothings, which was written especially for the Proms. The BBC Proms is Friday night at 7 p.m. here on Kansas Public Radio. Next, we bring you a concerto from Brazilian composer Heitor Villa-Lobos, something he wrote in Rio de Janeiro in 1951 for guitar, and like much of what was written for a guitar in that era. It was intended for the legendary guitarist Andres Segovia. The Guitar Concerto by Villa-Lobos. Today we'll hear Garcia Navarro conduct the London Symphony, along with guitarist Narciso Epes, on Kansas Public Radio. The Guitar Concerto by Heitor Villa-Lobos of Brazil, composed in 1951, played this afternoon by the London Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Garcia Navarro, along with guitarist Narciso Epes. It's just about 1 p.m., and news from NPR just ahead. A few American works start off the next hour of classical music. Work by David Diamond and Arthur Foote, and a beautiful cello concerto by Edouard Lalo, all just ahead.
From the inner workings of the stories that go deeper than sound bites, on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Morning Edition is every weekday for you from 5 to 9 a.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, Kansas Public Radio. Is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. K210 CRN Atchison, 89.9. And K258BT in Manhattan, 99.5.
This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance. Progressive is looking for dedicated and forward-thinking individuals to join their growing team. More information, including application, at progressive.com/careers. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Starting things off with music by American composer David Diamond, and a concerto for small orchestra, performed for us by the New York Chamber Symphony, conducted by Gerard Schwartz, here on Kansas Public Radio. It's your place for not only the news from NPR, classical music as well. I'm Jeff Watson here with the latter to share. The Bulgarian Philharmonic Orchestra joins us in a few minutes, about 15 minutes' time, with a gorgeous cello concerto by French composer Edouard Lalo. That's in just a bit. But speaking of American composers, you might be interested to hear of a concert happening this evening in Kansas City at 7 p.m. at the Kauffman Center in downtown Kansas City. The KC Symphony is preparing to kick off a European tour that'll take them through Amsterdam, Berlin, and Hamburg, and they'll bring American music to those regions. Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue, the Third Symphony of Copland, music by Charles Ives as well. And this evening at the Kauffman Center, they have a send-off concert with those pieces in mind. You can find out more about this concert over at kcsymphony.org. We'll listen next to a bit of American chamber music from 19th century composer Arthur Foote. Two pieces for flute and string quartet with flutist Carol Winsence, along with violinists Kevin Lawrence and Carolyn Stewart, the viola played by Sheila Brown and cellist Brooks Whitehouse. They're next on Kansas Public Radio. Two pieces for flute and string quartet from American composer Arthur Foote, played by flutist Carol Winsence, the violinists Kevin Lawrence and Carolyn Stewart, playing viola Sheila Brown, and cellist Brooks Whitehouse, here on Kansas Public Radio. American music is going to be a big part of the theme in a concert this evening by the Kansas City Symphony, who is having their European tour send-off concert. They're going to be planning a European tour of Amsterdam, Berlin, and Hamburg, bringing American music to those places, Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue, the Third Symphony of Copland, music by Charles Ives, and more. Something that you'll hear at a concert this evening at 7 p.m. at the Kauffman Center in downtown Kansas City. Find out more about this concert and how to attend this evening at 7 over at kcsymphony.org. Of course, if you can't make it out this evening but still want to enjoy some wonderful classical music, you can always join us for Classical Music with Destiny at 7 p.m. tonight. where we'll take a voyage or two. A magic carpet sends us off to visit Aladdin, a boat to visit Molly on the shore, and a grand ship for your calm sea and prosperous voyage overture by Mendelssohn. A few delights as well from Bach and Mozart. Destiny has the classics for you tonight from 7 to 9 here on Kansas Public Radio. The Bulgarian Philharmonic Orchestra's our next recording with music written in 1876 by Edouard Laloe for the Belgian cellist Adolf Fischer, and work that premiered the following year at the elegant venue of the Cirque d'Hiver. Edouard Laloe's Cello Concerto in D minor. Kim Cook is our cellist with the Bulgarian Philharmonic on Kansas Public Radio. Completed in 1876, the Cello Concerto by French composer Edouard Laloe. Played for us today by the Bulgarian Philharmonic Orchestra and cellist Kim Cook here on Kansas Public Radio, where it is almost 2 o'clock, and just ahead is NPR News and an update of headlines. We've got one of Vivaldi's many violin concertos to enjoy in the next hour, along with the Borodin Trio, but it's music by Brahms that they'll play, the Third Piano Trio, that and much more, as classical music continues here on KPR. High temperatures near 80 degrees for this afternoon. Sky is sunny. Tonight should be mostly clear with a low of 59. Much the same story for tomorrow, partly sunny with a high of 80. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio.
Democrats used to...
Be with us for All Things Considered later this afternoon from 3 to 7 at your place to find NPR News. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3, KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3, and online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Subaru, who, along with its retailers, is partnering with AdoptAClassroom.org to provide funding to high-need schools and local communities for Subaru Loves Learning. Subaru, more than a car company. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Known as the Triumphal March. That's music that was written by Beethoven in 1813. A little bit of music that was written for a performance of a play that was all about a mythical character of ancient Rome who plotted an unsuccessful betrayal of the empire. Triumphal March from Tarpeja, with Bela Drahosh leading the Nicholas Esterhazy Sinfonia. And this is Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson. Happy to be back with you. Glad you could stop by for classics on a Wednesday afternoon. Classics that will include, in just a few short minutes, the Borodin Trio, but it's music by Johannes Brahms that they'll play, the Third Piano Trio. Followed later on in the hour with a visit from the Hamburg Symphony and a concert rondo by Chopin, one of the few things he wrote for piano as well as orchestra. Next on KPR, in the company of the Raglan Baroque Players, led by Nicholas Kramer, and the violinist Monica Huggett, with one of the many violin concertos by Antonio Vivaldi, this one, Concerto No. 8 of Opus 8, in the key of G minor, next on Kansas Public Radio. One for you by Antonio Vivaldi, Violin Concerto No. 8 of Opus 8, played by the Raglan Baroque Players, conducted by Nicholas Kramer and the violinist Monica Huggett on Kansas Public Radio. 2:17 is the time, and in the second half of the hour, we wait the Hamburg Symphony Orchestra and a concert rondo for piano and orchestra based on a very fetching Polish folk dance known as the Krakowiak, music by Chopin, still to come. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the 43rd Annual Kansas State Fiddling and Picking Championships, a family day in Lawrence's South Park featuring traditional acoustic music. Sunday. More at fidpick.org. And the Kansas Health Foundation, empowering Kansans to collaborate on a variety of challenges to make the state a healthier place to live. Ways to engage are at kansashealth.org. A little chamber music next from Johannes Brahms. We're going to listen to something that he wrote fairly late in his career in the year of 1886. The summer of that year, Brahms had taken a holiday to Switzerland in the company of a pair of fellow musicians, the violinist one Jeno Ube and the cellist David Popper. Taking in the picturesque scenery, Brahms figured, we've got our instruments, why not write something new? And that something new was the Third Piano Trio in C minor. We'll hear it played next by the Borodin Trio here on Kansas Public Radio. Music created first in the summer of 1886 by Johannes Brahms while on vacation in Switzerland. Piano Trio number 3, played by the Borodin Trio, today on Kansas Public Radio. 12:43 is the time. And when 3 o'clock rolls around, it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Classical music returns this evening from 7 to 9. Destiny is your host. With a voyage or two that we can take this evening, starting at 7, a magic carpet to visit Aladdin, a boat to visit Molly on the shore, and a grand ship for the Calm Sea and Prosperous Voyage Overture, plus delights by Bach and Mozart. Destiny has that and more for you this evening from 7 to 9. Classical music continues here on Kansas Public Radio. For tonight in northeast and east central Kansas, we should have mostly clear skies, lows of 59 degrees. Sunny tomorrow, partly anyway, with a high of 80 degrees, a low of 62 for Thursday night, and sunny with temperatures in the mid-80s on Friday. Turn next to a recording of the Hamburg Symphony Orchestra, and with them pianist Abby Simon for music by Chopin, and one of the few occasions where he composed for orchestra as well as piano, something he wrote in 1828 that was based on a Polish folk dance known as the Krakowiak, and something that he dedicated to a Polish noble family. Rondo a la Krakowiak, next with the Hamburg Symphony, pianist Abby Simon, for you next on Kansas Public Radio. The Concert Rondo Krakowiak from 1828, music by Chopin, played by the Hamburg Symphony, with the help of pianist Abby Simon on Kansas Public Radio. And with that, we've reached the end of another fun afternoon of classical music on KPR. I do hope you enjoyed it, and we'll visit again at noon tomorrow. I'm Jeff Watson, and don't forget, classical music returns this evening with Destiny, your host, from 7 to 9 tonight on KPR.
At Morning Edition.
Your Morning Edition weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. And always online at kansaspublicradio.org.